When was the last time you refreshed your bedding? Sleep cooler with Avocado's naturally breathable, certified organic sheets. Choose from GOTS-certified organic cotton, linen, or hemp, all made-safe certified to the highest standards of non-toxic safety, delivering the ultimate in luxury, sustainability, and style, and a deeper, more restorative sleep. Join Avocado's mission to be one of the world's most sustainable brands at avocadomattress.com.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for an exciting new way to put your skills to work? Explore new career options in the fintech industry at Currency, a Sand Hills global company. They offer full-time positions in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, a 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today about a great new opportunity for you. Currency. Bill? Anything, Bill, to add?
Bill.
Currency.
Yoo-hoo.
Fintech. Fintech. Finance. Again, by the way, Ben Spurk, the sponsor of the Mike Schaefer Hour, 402-217-9945. Call or text Ben for any insurance questions. We do have people asking questions for you, Schaefer, on the text line. They want recruiting updates.
Okay.
Some recruiting updates. Here we are, mid-May, May 15th. I wrote one of them down that somebody, they want to know about. No relation to myself, but Luke Sorensen.
Yeah, he's coming in for at least, unless something changed yesterday. I went on vacation starting yesterday. It's a staycation.
I'm vacation.
Just home, what? Getting some stuff done.
What?
You can do that. You just go to Sean and you tell him you need a few days off, and I'm sure he'll grant them.
Interesting concept. Now, tell us about Luke Sorensen.
Yeah, so Luke Sorensen, tight end from Servite High School out in Anaheim, California.
Okay.
He's classic inline tight end, a guy that I get a lot of Jack Stoll vibes with Luke Sorensen. That's a very odd comparison.
No, that makes sense.
But this was someone who had like 10 catches for 87 yards or whatever as a junior in high. Like, they aren't throwing him the ball a lot, but he's a big, strong guy that can move the pile, can play the inline tight end position. I think they think he can grow as a receiving option. He's got a lot of the same teams around the country are recruiting the same tight ends, and so you'll see Nebraska and Florida, Nebraska and UCLA, Nebraska and Texas A&M, Nebraska and Penn State, and a lot of the same tight ends Nebraska wants. These teams are all after as well. Luke Sorensen has all of those offers. Those are, I think, the four or five teams that are really heavily in the mix. USC involved there as well. And so he was supposed to come out on June 20th when they were going to have Camden Jensen and kind of their big visit weekend for the summer is June 20th. Now he's shifted everything because he wants to make his decision early in June. He's supposed to be coming out this weekend to Nebraska. He's got an official visit set for the last weekend in May to Penn State. That's where the 24/7 Sports crystal ball has come in. Penn State, obviously, with Tyler Warren and having produced Mike Gesicki and all of these other tight ends over
the last handful
of
years. Pat Freiermuth, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Gesicki was like the first one I went to. There's a good handful of them. They're a tight end program. And so he really liked his time on campus when he was here in April. He has a great relationship with Marcus Satterfield. He likes the staff quite a bit. He likes how they plan to use tight ends. I think he likes that they have a versatile tight end situation where it's not just split out all the time or it's not just in line all the time, that they're looking for different types of tight ends. I think he's okay with the idea that there could be multiple in this class. So I think the relationship is good there. Nebraska has a great opportunity with the official visit. Seems like he's going to be the only one on campus this weekend. Mm. That's a lot of attention.
Oh, yes.
And a lot of time and a lot of chances to just kind of spend time and hang out with the coaches or the players and get sort of a feel for things that It's harder when you're part of a 12-person official visit weekend to have that. And so I think Nebraska has a chance to really sort of impress him on their tight end board. I mean, he's right there with Lincoln Watkins. And I think the top guy, the guy that I think they're going to walk away with and their top target at tight end this year is Camden Jensen from Colorado. But if they could get a Camden Jensen and a Luke Sorensen, they're absolutely going to try to do it.
Okay, there's a good tight end update. How familiar are you with where they're at? So there's three like high profile running backs they're recruiting, or
yeah. So they're Brian Bonner is the guy that I think they would absolutely, you know, truth serum would be the top of their board. He comes from California. He's track star, home run hitter
size.
Type running back. I want to say he's classic 6 foot.
Okay.
I don't know that he's up to 200 pounds now. And then DeZephon Walker is over in Kansas City and Raymore Peculiar, same school as Jaden Doss, I believe.
Okay.
You know, he's part of the Jamar Mosey Kansas City Army, okay, where they've really kind of been able to build some interest and relationship there over the last year. Nebraska felt like the favorite, and then Oklahoma came in with an offer here in the last week. So we'll see where that one goes. That's a Nebraska-Notre Dame battle with Kansas State also involved there. All of those schools potentially could take multiple running backs. And so DeZephon Walker could end up in a situation where he's part of a two running back class no matter where he kind of commits. With Brian Bonner, I mean, it's sort of all the best teams in the country. And then you have USC, UCLA right there as well. That
tough
one's going to be really difficult. And then sort of the intriguing guy because of where both he comes from, and then stylistically, he's more of a the other two guys strike me more in the kind of a more modern type running back. Jamal Rule of North Carolina is more of a, to me, just comes across more physically like a bruiser, like a power component in the running game. You know, and it's not that he couldn't be used in the passing game, and it's not that he doesn't have the ability to be flat. It's just there's just a more of an element of power, I think, when I'm no expert. And I think running back is one of the hardest positions to evaluate because you have to take into account for so many other things. If all you watch is a guy hitting an 80-yard touchdown run on every carry, what does that tell
you? Just
bounces
it outside.
You know, if you never see anyone have to work through traffic or any of that. And so those are the kind of the three guys at this time that strike me as sort of the high end of the board. I mean, I know there was some others that they've been chasing, but
I think
those are the three that are set for official visits.
They kicked the tires on Nelson Wheeler at Millard South.
I haven't heard much there. I mean, he's been getting offers, and it's just there's something in the water at Millard South and the University of Nebraska where it has just been a bad mixture as of late, and I don't know if it's because they didn't offer Jet Tamala and Amarian Jackson, but then Isaac Jensen's no longer visiting, the tight end from Millard South. He's no longer really looking at Nebraska. I think Missouri is going to be a really strong option there for him. And then now you have Nelson Wheeler, who's transferred from Grand Island to Millard South. And he picked up, I want to say, Illinois offered here recently. And so I don't know a ton about Nelson Wheeler. I just don't know how involved Nebraska has gotten to this point. And they, as we've talked before, they don't feel compelled to just offer anybody in state because they've gotten other offers.
No.
And so it's going to be, you know, if he comes to camp and has a great camp, sure, they may offer there. I don't know that he's going to come to camp.
I would say my read is they're much more interested in the three guys you laid
yes.
out than
oh,
Nelson.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's a gap between them, too. Like, again, truth serum, I don't know that they're going to say this publicly, or they can't because they can't talk about recruits. And I don't know that it's going to be intimated to anyone other than Brian Bonner, but I think that would be the guy. Like, if they could absolutely pick one of those three, I think Brian Bonner's upside is huge.
I'm going to use the term truth serum way more going forward. Truth serum,
Why haven't
Jake?
You already used that?
You don't have to use it with Jake and Bill.
I want to ask Bill a question here.
Yes, go ahead.
Bill Bush.
Yes.
So I mentioned that about running backs, and I don't know how often you had to recruit running backs throughout your career, if that was a position, but if it was in your position area, you had to be familiar with them. Is that a position that you found difficult to evaluate because of the sort of stylistic differences in high school offenses and everything else?
Should have called me.
There was some things like you mentioned earlier that were, you know, very, that really mattered. One of the things that I would always say, if a run breaks out and it hits for 80 yards touchdown, then you go and you say, okay, is there anybody on our board that couldn't make that run? Usually the answer is no. It's like that was just a – they ran a play. There's no defense. They ran – it's kind of like showing a guy getting a sack when they don't block him off the edge. You know, so it's like what do they do that, that – where is the value at? Where is he at? So where do they play in big games? The ability to make you miss and then the ability to finish. So there's different levels of it. The one thing you don't see in high school enough, which is always a little concerning, is their pass protection.
Yeah.
If they're going to play on all three downs, they have to have the ability, to, obviously, to catch the ball. But if you don't have the ability to put your face on somebody in protection, because they're some of the most valuable pieces in protection when that time comes, that is hard to be able to see. But I was always looking for ball security, and then when you see the elite ability to make somebody miss, or just you're just looking for a lot of clips when it was blocked for 3 yards and they got nine, or they it was blocked for this. And if it's like, okay, just okay, it was blocked for six and they got six. That's usually the difference. That's how they separate themselves a little bit. But it's a tough position because there's, you know, I don't know what Nebraska's board is right now, but, I mean, on your board you'll have 100.
Oh,
there's every place you go into, we have a running back. We have a running back. That's great. Show me, what do you have on D-line? Oh, we don't have a D-lineman that can play for you, but we have a running back. That's almost all the places you go. So you sift through a lot more tape on running backs than you do other positions to figure that part of it out.
Schaefer.
And then, like you said, then you just see their just to see how they're developed, the leg development in that area to be able to see, you know, their strength and do they have good power, you know, from their legs.
What I look for when I'm watching just video of guys is I just look at inside runs.
Yeah.
And you know what you find in high school? It's kind of hard to find them sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Well, because sometimes they're supposed to go inside and they can just bounce it immediately.
Bounce it and outrun people.
Yep.
Then, yeah. And then what Bill said something the other day that made me – I was thinking about it. You know what the world – we would be a better world if Huddle would put out the bad film too. Here's the great plays. Here's the plays that weren't good.
There's just some guy in Huddle whose job is like, nope, this is going in. This is going in.
We got to see five bad ones.
Yeah, that was very common to have that. And sometimes they used to call them a kill tape.
Yep.
You can find enough plays on everybody too, where you just go, oh wow, I saw one on. They posted one on the internet on Travis Hunter playing corner.
Is that right?
He won the Heisman. Yeah. Played two positions, and there's some plays at corner that if you just took like those 10 or whatever the number of it was, it's like, oh wow. And you take his good plays, and you take all of his consistency, you know, with it. The other thing at running back that used to always come up for me, that was one of my things that I don't know if everyone did it, but I know it was a big thing in the recruiting, was I looked if they ran angry, if they're angry.
Yep.
How, because that position, there's 11 guys trying to hit you every single time you have the ball. So you have to be able to have that mentality, and you have to be able to run angry. When I would see guys that ran angry, is always that's like, it's going to be a long day. It's going to be a long day tackling this guy. It's going to be a lot.
Yep.
And so that was one of the, and then guess what? That doesn't change. It's like, man, in high school, he never ran angry. It just wasn't that. But in college, he is. Nope. Yeah. Nope. That's not true.
Who's that?
So that gets back to recruiting.
I got it. Jake and Schaefer can do this. I was trying to think of that Minnesota running back that was really
Mo Ibrahim?
Yeah, you got it. You guys are amazing. I don't know that he ran angry, but he was incredible. Bill, you were tasked with defending him. And I don't know why I was thinking about him the other day, but he was
Bill did a pretty good job in 2022 for most of that game.
Yeah. But Ibrahim was a bear.
Had him in check for almost the entire game and got a little bit on us. But, yeah, he was, he was a really good, like I said, and then he was a person that probably had a rough time when college was over.
Right.
How much tread you have left on you.
Yeah.
Because he's carrying the ball sometimes.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing, which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Kick off summer with Memorial Day savings at Lowe's. Right now, get five Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. Plus, get up to 40% off select major appliances and save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances $396 or more. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/28. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Which doesn't happen much anymore, but he'd be in the high mid-30s.
Yeah, he would.
And the number of carries he had a game,
opening
he wanted
game
the ball.
Against Ohio State when he was just running with reckless abandon against one of the best teams in the country?
He doesn't get hurt. I think
and then he tears
the
his Achilles, right?
Yeah, like, they could have won that game. He got hurt in the game.
Oh, my gosh. He looked incredible.
That was C.J. Stroud's first game at Ohio State, and it was a little rough. But, yeah, but he was awesome in that game.
He
before
was very,
the
very good.
Anywho. I just brought him up because he's one of the better running backs you don't think about all the time. But he was about as good as it gets.
I think the difficulty of being a really good college running back and that translating to the NFL is really hard.
Oh, God, I don't think he had a
there's
prayer.
Colleges full of guys who are just absolute studs at that level that could never really do it at the NFL.
No, Ibrahim's one of those
people
guys.
People saying Isaiah Pacheco from Rutgers.
Runs really angry.
They asked, Bill, did you recruit Pacheco at all?
I was part of the staff that recruited him, yes. I was on the staff, and he was being recruited. I was not developed, directly with him, but I was on the staff, and we were recruiting him. And I said, he runs about as angry as you can run.
Yep.
He runs that. You see him in college, and you see that now in the NFL, too. I mean, it's a trait that he has that's very we always talk about redeeming qualities. He's got an incredible redeeming quality. And you watch it on film, you're just like, oh, man, here we go. Here we go. This is going to be a long day to be able to have it play out. But like I said, when I was at Wisconsin, we had Melvin Gordon, James White, who played for Nike, won three Super Bowls two or three with the Patriots, and then Corey Clement. So and Corey won a Super Bowl with the Eagles. Mm-hmm. So that was your first three.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm.
That was your top three running backs, and all of them ran with that. James White was your third down protection guy and incredible tough
really
runner.
Good.
Made you miss. Corey Clement was so angry. He was so angry when he ran. And Melvin Gordon was a combination of being tough, but he had top-end speed. So you had three different variables.
And I remember
Nebraska's
well.
Had a lot of years when they've had three variables like that in the past that Sip would remember. They had a lot of those teams that had three different guys like that.
Yeah, but back in the day, yeah, for
Who's
sure.
Who's the last guy at Nebraska that you would say ran angry?
Phillips, I mean, this is the one. That's the best example. Probably somebody said, well, Amir probably ran a little. I thought Ramir ran angry. He ran with a chip on his shoulder.
Ramir had more of an edge than I think people.
Ramir Johnson?
I was thinking Amir Abdullah had more of an edge than people might
he had
realize
an edge.
To him.
Oh, he had an edge.
Definitely in press conference, especially after Rex Burkhead left and he would get compared to Rex and you could see his demeanor and his facial expression changed. Mm-hmm. I always kind of loved that.
Oh, God. I mean, I had that moment where I asked him if he was okay running inside. Our relationship was never the same.
He got soured.
Yeah, it was never the same. You okay running inside? He says, like, yeah, why? Well, I was like, I don't know. You're not that big.
Oh, man.
I don't remember that question, but I remember it was like the first interview he had done in a while going into the 2013 season. Rex is out. Amir had, like, cut his hair. He didn't have the dreads anymore. He had short hair. He looked like business. Mm-hmm. And he was just – there was, like, a question as to how comfortable are you taking on this role.
Mm-hmm.
And he just kind of, like, looked at the person and was like, why wouldn't
why would
I
you
come
ask that?
Well,
I've been
he wasn't very
since
big.
A freshman.
He
I've been,
wasn't
you know,
very big. And Ron Brown used to say – Amir kept a weight bench by his bed. I mean, he had to get bigger.
Yep.
He did. Then by the time he left,
he
looked like Archie Griffin. I mean, Archie Griffin wasn't very big, but he was stout.
Right.
I mean, that's how Amir looked by the time he left. Remember Archie Griffin, Bill?
The only two-time Heisman, back-to-back, right?
Yep. Back-to-back Heismans. Ungodly good running back.
Yes. Very good. Bill, are you sticking around for the game show?
I am not. I am out.
Okay. All right. Well, Bill, we'll chat with you tomorrow. We'll do the game.
Thanks,
show right
guys.
Now. Yes. Adios, Bill.
Take care, Bill.
Yes. Have a good speech today. Okay. It is time for the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-568. Five, your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Today's topic is a throwback Thursday. Also, it is day one of the PGA Championship at Quail Hollow in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Charlotte.
Today's topic is PGA Championship winners of the past.
Oh, this is going to be brutal.
I think we'll do okay.
Brutal.
I'm going to give you the country of the guy, the person is from, okay. The year they won it.
Brutal.
And the course, potentially, where they won it at.
The so, country's big on this.
If you
the
think,
country will help a lot.
If you think you know your PGA Championship winners of the past to honor the major starting today, please call us at 464-5685. Shut Up Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Simple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Simple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Simple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
I know we have big golf fans out there. These are big names that have won majors. Don't be scared. Line's open for you. 402-464-5685. I'm not asking you who won the John Deere Classic or the, you know, some minor
Zach
tournament.
Johnson.
Yeah, he's won that before.
Zach Johnson Strick. Won that?
The John Deere Classic?
Yes. Is that in Peoria?
It's near it. Yeah, it's in like the Quad Cities, basically. It'd be like more than Davenport or
Moline. Yeah, Peoria would be a little far.
Yeah, it's in Moline, but it is close to Peoria in the right realm there. PGA Championship winners of the past. Last year, it was Xander Schauffele who won the PGA. It's not a question.
It was his first ever major.
Then he won the British Open that year, too. So he won
okay, Jerry's on the line.
Okay. Jerry, how do you feel about PGA Championship winners of the past today?
Hey, let's give it a run.
All right, Jerry. All thanks right, for
Jerry.
Calling.
First question goes to you, Schaefer, a lifeline for one question for Sip. Jerry, what South Korean golfer shocked the golf world and beat Tiger Woods in the 2009 PGA Championship at Hazeltine?
Oh, I don't think I have a name.
Okay, no guess at all.
Pass.
He's gonna pass. I'll give you the horns of that one there. You guys don't have to take this.
We're gonna pass, Schaefer. I guarantee you, when he says the name, you're gonna.
I can picture the guy. I cannot come up with the name. He was on the tour for a long time.
Yeah, I have the name.
He's a solid player. I wouldn't call him like great, but he had his moment in the sun here.
Do it.
I think you're just trying to describe KJ Choi. It's Y.E. Yang. Oh. Y.E. Yang.
Okay, I'm not thinking of KJ Choi.
Yeah, you were. But yeah. He never won a major, but he was very good for a long time. Y.E. Yang upset Tiger Woods.
See, that's why we didn't want to. And I couldn't come up with KJ Choi. If I did, I would have tried to steal that.
0-0 tie. Sip to you. What Australian golfer won the 2015 PGA Championship at Whistling Straits in Wisconsin? I was at this tournament 10 years ago. Me and Connor Happer were at this tournament together.
Aussie?
He's an Aussie.
At Whistling Straits.
In Kohler, Wisconsin, just north of Milwaukee by an hour and a half.
Awesome. Schaefer, I'm going to have to use you. I don't know.
Well, if you can't help you, don't use him.
I'm between two different names, so I don't feel great about... I feel better about one than the other. I would prefer not to be...
He doesn't want to help you out, Zip.
Well, I think I've... feel better if there's one that I was locked in on versus...
What if I said to you, I don't know that I can name an Aussie golfer.
You ever heard of Greg Norman?
Well, yeah, but he didn't win it.
True, but
he never won it.
That would be an Aussie, though.
I don't
know. Are you going to pass? Sorry.
Yeah, pass.
If you want, I can definitely throw one out there. I just think it's not a great...
No, don't. Just, no, we don't need to.
Okay, no guess there. Do you want to take that one, Jerry, or not?
Well, I have it narrowed down to two guys.
Yeah, I think we have the same two.
Good enough option, so I'll pass.
What were we going to guess, Schaefer?
Jason Day.
It was Jason Day, but you passed, so it was not. You cannot get the points, and you're still in play. 0-0 tie. Back to you, Jerry, for the lead, 0-0. What golfer from Zimbabwe won the 1992 and 1994 PGA Championships? World Golf Hall of Famer. Zimbabwe. Not many golfers from Zimbabwe ever on the tour.
I can picture him.
Five.
This is really hard.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, I don't got it.
Okay, get a pass. I can't name a single professional athlete from Zimbabwe.
So we pass.
I'm going to guess you guys will know this name, but you're going to pass?
Yes.
The answer was Nick Price. You ever heard the name Nick Price?
Nick Price, yes.
I didn't know he was from Zimbabwe.
He's from Zimbabwe. He's from Zimbabwe, yeah.
This is comical right now.
Hey, all right. No. I think,
okay, we're going to win.
I think either you right guys here or Jerry will get this last question right, and we will have a winner before the tiebreaker. And Schaefer's in play. Sim. What golfer from Fiji won the 1998 PGA Championship at Sahali Country Club in Washington?
Schaefer, go ahead.
Vijay Singh.
Yeah. I was thinking Zimbabwe could have been Vijay Singh.
I knew that was not.
Hey, you know what, Jerry? Nice Letters. Effort. We'll get you a bagel and coffee, but call him down the road.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Jerry.
It wasn't pretty, but you know what? A win's a win. We don't apologize for wins on this show.
I mean, I knew Day, and I was scared to guess it because I was like, well, did Adam Scott? I don't think Adam Scott ever won a PGA.
Just won the Masters, I think. That was it. One time.
He was in contention for a bunch of things.
Yeah, he has a lot of times. Who wants the tiebreaker here? You or
Schaefer?
Okay. A Sip will give the number. Over under. You're going to put the number. He's going to go over under.
Okay.
How many times has the winning score of the PGA Championship been 15 under or better? Last year, Xander Schauffele was 21 under par and won it. How many times has it been 15 under or better for the champion?
It's a fair amount, but I don't think it's like in the high 20s or anything.
Wow.
I'm going to say, 14.
Sip, what do you guess?
I'm going fewer. I was going to say that was the sixth time.
Nine. Okay. Nine times. Right in the middle of you guys.
Okay, right in the middle.
Nine times. Yeah. So, you know what? That's a win, though. It wasn't pretty.
Oh, that was
but
not pretty.
But the win is the win.
That was not pretty.
Jerry, thank you. My being nervous turned out to be true.
But Nick Price from Zimbabwe.
That I was not prepared for.
I wasn't trying to fool anybody here.
Well, it worked.
Hey, how many majors would you say Vijay won?
He won, I think, two or three. Won
just
a master,
two or three.
A Masters and the PGA. That's it. He didn't win the British or the U.S. Yeah. Open. It might be three. He might have won two PGAs.
Okay.
But for sure, one Masters, only one Masters, and for sure at least one PGA.
I'm trying to think of the year he won the Masters.
It was 99 or 2000.
Yeah, I was going to say it was right in kind of his heyday.
He wasn't good until his 40s. He was like kind of a good player that was fun. He really hit his stride like young 40s. Kind of odd.
He faded out.
He's in the senior tour.
He's on the senior
I think he's like 60 now.
He was here in Omaha when we went.
Yeah, absolutely. Vijay Singh. Hey, that's a win, guys. We don't apologize for wins.
Hey, Jax, you got to update the board now.
Yep.
Set up Stipple. That'd be 4-13, I see, Dolphins.
What's that?
I think we haven't updated the board at all this week. So, because nobody's been here. I think you're now 3-1 this or 2-2 in the week.
Two and two. Yeah, Jake.
You did win last Friday. So you were not a bagel boy.
They avoided the sweep, it sounds like. You were not here,
but a lot of people were rooting for Bagel Boy.
There was a lot of Bagel Boy calls, Jake.
Those are good calls, aren't they? You love
Bill
that.
Didn't even know about Bagel
No,
Boy.
We did.
He learned about it.
Yeah, I haven't had to own a 5 week. Hour three is next, an early break in the ticket.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. and listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.